Shalom, this is Billy. Shalom, this is Billy Brim. And first I'm going to find out if Guy is, I've just been talking to Guy in Israel, and I'm going to give a report on that. But I want to know if Max is on the line. Max, are you on the line? Before I give this report that I just got from Israel, and we're going to pray about it, I wanted to be sure that Max and Quinn were in agreement with us in prayer. So I need to make sure they're on the line. And so far, I haven't heard from Max. Don, could you tell me if he's on the line? Praise the Lord, and thank you for every one of you who are here. Praise the Lord. We don't have as many on our noon call as we did on the morning call because people have gone to work and their days have come about. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We're going to go ahead. I do want to make sure Max is on here. Don Maxwell, are you able to call Max? He doesn't see Max on yet, but he's texting him. And praise the Lord, glory to God. We trust he'll be on there. This was a wonderful, a magnificent morning call, and where the Lord was showing us and telling us of his greatness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just pray in the Spirit just a moment until we can get Max on here. In the name above every name, Father, Ishato Rabatahalakaya Nangorogohoshe Brakye, Sinye Nikora Kadala Kombre Kalaka Fraktiano Kurogodoshke, Ijene Makwa Ale Kombrevre Dianto Rogohoroko Kambre Kidakalai, Ijende Nakobre Kalaka Halakaya, Nondele Kobratia. Father, I do pray you. I do praise you for these great and faithful prayers that you have raised up and given this assignment. And today, Father, we are going to use our prayer with the understanding as well as the prayer in the Spirit. And right now, Father, whatever there is that has hindered Max, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you're there. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Time, hallelujah.
Time got by me. I was just laying down. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure, Brother Max, that you're in agreement with us on this very important prayer that we're going to be praying today at 11:30 my time, which is just a half an hour ago. I phoned to Guy in Israel because the news is full of the fires in Israel. And he told me that they actually began in the fields of his kibbutz. He was one of the first ones to call the fire department. Now, he thinks they started naturally, but that perhaps they have inspired some other arsonists to start fires in other places. They began this morning. Now, I talked to him a half an hour ago, which was 7:30 p.m. their time, and they had begun at 10 o'clock that morning. He was one of the first ones to call the fire departments. They are now out of control. The conditions are terrible and have, of course, made things worse. There are very strong winds and extremely hot temperatures. The forests have caught on fire, and they actually have 10 kibbutzim and small villages. They have evacuated the people. He would only guess. He doesn't know how many have been evacuated. It's just a guess. But today is Yom HaZikron. And this is the day they remember the fallen. And tomorrow is Independence Day, which celebrates when they became a nation in 1948. They have canceled all Independence Day events for tomorrow because firemen have to be at those Independence Day events. And all the firemen, of course, are on duty right now. The road between Highway 1, between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, is closed. The people abandoned their cars and just got off the roads. He expects that if something doesn't change, with the winds headed toward the east, the fires will reach Jerusalem sometime tonight. So it's 8 p.m. now in Jerusalem. He says that rain has been forecast. Now, the planes that have been sent in to put out that those chemicals to stop fires cannot fly at night. So the only help they could get tonight would be from above. And there is rain in the forecast. Now, rain is absolutely not hardly even possible in Israel this time of year. They have seasonal rains. They have the former rain, which come in the fall, and they have latter rains, which come in the winter, January, February. So normally there would not be any rains. So this is what we're going to base our prayer on right now with our understanding. Zechariah 10, verse 1. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. Now, it's not the time of the rain, but we're going to ask the Lord the rain because it's the time that's needed. Now, we're going to back up and we're going to read. Now, that's chapter 10, Zechariah, verse 1. We're going to back up to chapter 9, verse 16. And Jehovah their Elohim shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they are as stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign or a sign upon his land. In other words, they're a sign to the world. He brought them on, he brought them home. And then it says in the next verse, 17, for how great is his goodness. So he said in verse 16, he will save them. How great is good is his goodness. We're going to ask him for rain. And this morning, he pointed out the name of Benjamin.
Yeah.
And he said, I will protect you. You have the victory. So we're gonna go on that basis right now to the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the name above every name. And I wanted to tell you this. The enemies of Israel have published headlines in newspapers. The occupation is on fire. They call Israel the occupation. That's what the the terrorist groups, that's what they call it, the occupation. So, in the name above every name, we're asking you, Father. It is written in your word, ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. And we know this is spiritual too, that we can ask you for rains of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but it's got to be literal as well. It's got to be rain from the heavens. Heavenly Father, any rain coming tonight would be a sign to everyone that God sent it. In the name above every name, we take our authority. I believe we have authority there because actually we own land there. But actually we're children of God who owns the whole universe, all universes, all of earth. Every acre. And so we come in the authority. This morning, he gave us the Matthew authority scriptures. And we take that authority. Put your hands out toward Jerusalem. Put your hands out toward Israel. That would be in the east. In the name above every name, we come out as a company. We come out as an anointed company. We come out as an assigned. We have an assignment from the Most High God. And in the name above every name, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, we come out against you evil spirits that would whip up those winds. And we say to you, cease and desist. Cease and desist in your wicked winds and your wicked weather. In the name above every name, calm. just as our Lord and Master spoke to you and said, be still. We say to you in the name above every name, be still. And we ask of our Father, send rains tonight to Israel. Send rains, Holy Father, that would put out the fires. We dare to ask this in Jesus' name. We thank you and give you glory for your seeing over that land. And we come against the wicked one who would come against your plans there. Now, Father, in intercession, I want to ask you for the Druze people, Syrian, the new Syrian forces, the new Syrian head of the so-called Syrian government, who is really a terrorist, is threatening and coming against the Druze people in Syria. Father, you know how dear those people are who live in Israel, how faithful they are. And Father, they're even my friends, Muksain Abu Salah. Father, in the name above every name, I pray in Jesus' name that you will save those Druze people and they will not be slaughtered like they've slaughtered some of the Alawites. In Jesus' name, we draw a bloodline around that Druze, those Druze people, their towns, their villages, their homes, in the name above every name.
And let's Father, say his name. Let's say his name, sorry to interrupt, Ahmad al-Sharaf, that we take our authority over this leader,
yes,
in Syria against the Druze, against the Christians. We take our authority right now in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Take our authority, بِإِسْمَكَ يَسُوَ بِإِسْمَ الرَّبِّ إِسَى الْمَسِيحِ, that you will be done and they are saved and they are your children.
In the name above every name. In the name above every name. In the name, you know them, you know them, you know Muksain even, in the name,
wow,
above every name. And
yes,
they are actually, yes, as I saw, they are actually headed toward their villages to do what they did to the Alawites. Now, Israel has sworn to defend them, but I'm sure Benjamin Netanyahu had his hands full right now with the fires. But in the name of Jesus, we call on the Most High God to defend them, in the name above every name. These Druze people are a good people, a wonderful people. You spell it Druze. They're very peaceful people. And they are a branch off of Islam, but all of Islam hates them. And they live and are faithful to their land, to their villages, and they're faithful to whatever country they are in. For instance, those Israeli Druze are so faithful. They go to battle. They go to the army. They're some of the most trusted soldiers. And so we've been friends with them for a long time. If you've ever been to Israel with me, even on this last trip, and you met one of the Druze leaders, Muksain Abu Salah. So in the name above every name, how thankful we are, Father, that you've given us the right to pray. And you've given us the name above every name. And you've given us authority, and you've given us a language that bypasses our brains. You have told us that we can pray in the understanding, and we're exercising that right now, and we expect it to be absolutely productive. But, oh, my Father, you've given us something above that. You've given us what are to us unknown tongues. But they could be the tongues of men. They could be the tongues of angels. They could be just divinely ordered from God. But we yield ourselves up right now, and we thank you for the gift, the supernatural operation of the gifts of tongues and interpretation on this phone call through these saints at prayer and through the interpretation that you so graciously give us through dear Brother Max. Thank you for this gift, Holy Father. We praise you as we exercise it now. Kaskunjangde, kaskundangdem nikwa. Pilidanyota, pilidanyoromo balakahai andologo broshke. Simatoriumana karanga de nonombre katagadakai. Ishando kobrokoto hoshandandia. Mango. Sibra toho siongte, tete kohum brakatifka, litota, litota, litota. Kivelatuhushwa, mishon delekohroko pegdia, ikala kombrikata kapra, ishama no quele vilitonia, nekohroko tambrakata kadoshke. Oh Lord, a sign to all men. She broke frangala kubrakja na kutanje ni kuhuje. Librato ho shapra go toshka tabre kwa. Ivele nunwa baro do jendela bo doshka di brakto ro go toshka. Ishaha nangoro go donja na kutaha shangle teke de kabra. Yasko tonje de kumbrakja na kutjande ne go toho shakja na kubrako toshka tanja na kutjanda. Kibrihitu kapalaka halai. I patonye ne kwa alakaya. Ishatoro kohoroko tiangdoro goho shente de goho toko bra. Ivelino nwa pashkotoro kandiangdoro go dandoro go dondoro go dabre. Ichahala ko kalaka. Inyene menyo robalataya na kungalaka frakirio no kubre. Kivra nyora. Mikwa, baratoshke. Moho nyene vai. Moho nyene ka balatubra kalakaya na goro do dobra kadalakaya na kaka. Isha toro goho shantya na kodoho shekye. Kalakama na kohora madahashai. Oshita koro poto nyene kwa. Isha ne koro kotonye ni ka. Abalati dio no koro pala mana kapra. Kuskwa tye ni ka. Ha, no. Bitwa minako. Bitwa minako ne engala kushpa. Topra fra de enya koro mana kito. Butwa shkenye ne kohoro kondiakye. Elevere kodie tala kora manaka. Ashando lo kohoro ko dabri kateka fra. Ijene mo tweri on tanga. Kete kohoro ko breke afra kandion de le kota. Pato koho. Pete ko breke payo shon te de ko praka frakitanya. E je di capra cotta fraca tu compra fraca tosca del coro cotosca da cara cattagna ne coro cotosca. Oh, sablitato capra. Mi sciò toro go sciarmie di qua. E me di qua. E ne coro godabre. Ne no coro godala copre che fio di coro cadisca. La Torah manakara kadenya na kohora kodale kabe kada kodanya ni kohora kodishka. Ishano no nombre kele kala tobre kada kadanya ni kohora bodoshka. Kada kadafra. Ili du chuanya na kohora kodoshka tibra kata kafra. Ikala manyakto kangala kanya na kohora ka aale dele dobre. Ishete kohora ka praktya na kote kete hashai. Kibela tuanya na kohora kote la kapa, ashandero ko oche diandor ko doshka tapra kete kete hapra. Oshate te koho shandero ko doho shebra kete kete hapra. Pile tuhra manwa. Ma toro kuna valatinio. Mi qua gambe che è. Ishtionda, ma coro contebra. Ma hanna cora manna kaha la kaya yena ko ojente de katashka. Ishete koto kohole ke brattiana ko doho shankende de kotoshka. Kibrituari on nande de koho shakye la manaka rabada la kondiende. Kibra halo kora nanyete de koho shakye na kodoshka tanche. Kibli dwa matora manakara ala kongara ga danye ne koro kodoshke. Ishana matwa, ishana makwato, ilete balito na kora kangjano no kobre kibra dai. Kibra badai. Lutanya nekwahuto abajande abajande neka mando no cobre mando no cobre kivra ijato 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 kambre kato kohole kambra kiana kodosh kadambre kato kadamcha pito kopa pato koho shende neka kiato to ko panton mare katashka ishonto brakata kalai ishonto brakalakara manaka Miko brata frakale congra cade breke di gattai, e shandolo gore cadania ne corrogo dosche di brecata, la togne di qua, mille tele matai, mena cobricavra, ma do cora bidania ne corregadashka, e shanamora manaya, a shanamora calia tora condobre catacadafra padosche, e shandolo tambra. Ishal tombra hala kopre kandiana kohora ko babi. Ishana makagra kadanya ne kora koteshke danjara gotoshka. Pekataka baha. Peteka baha la koya manakwa doro go bebele tanya. Bistuario. Bistuario maki. Itonda. Maledu. Makerno. Ma che non fre i giato lo cobra catito. Cambrico di coco le quebra, i sciandoro godore a vattigna. Che ve le hitiacto, paracata hashang, e le compra chiana cota la cotasca, tance le gotosca. Capre tegne ni qua, mandi ne cocoro cotogni ni qua, tagne ne coco pabele, tagne ne cora. Ishatoro manakai anakahalai. Ishantoro koti pranakarakatai. Kaprakadenyerto nunga. Ishantoro gore kable tenye nikora. Idvrishkwanye nikohora. Ishkandoro kabito no kable. Bidanyo no koble kifrano. Bishato baha halakai anakwate anakodolo kobeta. Ishandolo gobra hafikyo no kobre ki di katane. Mito lo kobre kataka fai. Ishano no nyono no kobre kataka tashka. Oled ali kirio no kobra kafra katanya no kobra kiena. Ishandolo gore ka pare konye no kora katanya no koto kobra. Ishino mo to bala katale kongara katanya no kora kateva. Ijana mata la karakatanya na koro ko tobre kata kata karakatinya na koro kata. Tisato na kobre. Ufa me fa me fa me. Me to na kobre kafra nye na nondia na kobra. Ila doho nye ni kwa na wala gondia na kobre kala kaya na koro kondishka. Ipo hofre, menyo nu kwa, rendo la kobre kini kabra nero. Ishano mo kwerio. Ishano mo koho, prakana gondonye ni kwa, kutish kene mrendo na tonye ni kwa. Ili kuhuro kubiti ima lo tobre kala kongarai. E shani me quario delle cabra delle cumbre che ne gadash che d'ambrica ne gadosh che d'ambrica ne lontai. Oh, Father, 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 my God, in Jesus' name. Itele helikai, itele helikai, makur mamakra ti itiano, itiano, itiano. Ishato do kofra, kafra patene. Kala kabri hita prakantoko o nene kwa. Kala kabri chani mataya atatoko o manakai, manakai, manakai. Ishate koro te chikandoro goho shengya de koto hoshika ta prekata kata halaka. To prekata kafrali kongarati ana koto hoshika ta prekata koto hishangya ana koto hoshika ta prekata hoshika. Ishato to kora kadashka tanchu kadoshka tapi kadakata. Imeni kwa paratunya na kwa shede baratuta. E berdujwanya ne kora kadale kobreke brakjona kobre kalakai. Glorious Lord, magnificent King, Ashtoramanai, Ashtoramanai, Kakele Danyana Kora Kodoshka Tabre Katakapra, Ibilihi Twa, Shanyaro Kora Katenyo, Balitutu Guhushwa, Ishitor, 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 Keba de Guhushwa, Tanakoto Prekatakalata, Onyenequa. Oni mini kwa hala kore kata chende re kutu hushete. I mini kwa hala kore mana ka. Isha toru kutushka. Pra kore kandiyana kore mana ka. I toru katanya ni kore kutushka. Ika la ka baanye na kutu no kutu hushete re katashka. E che la compro che la cambiando la contiene con to che delle compre ria. E che la cangra cobre che te con te togna la cora catania ne con to ciacchia. Nisco tora manacro che te hoscettia. Che vra con te le compre in la cora catania ne con to ciacchia. Che le con to ciacchia. E le due tua, Santora, 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 Catacodò, eccende. Mi dua sciunto un profracalle, ti hanno corso manacchi. E ne mi dua scotora cotosca, ed andrà catacodò, e sciantene cotosca. Alla cabrele, manora, manacaia, nacala, con diavola, con diavola, con diavola, con diavola, con diavola, con manaia, sciata da buon pene, ne cabra. Kabli danya vrengyo nongre kaya na koholo kobakya. E se ne me tu squali antoro kodeshka don jeli kodoshka tabri. Me la gombre kafra kai. Me la gongra gadushka don jeli kodabri kalakangra gadoshka taprakya na kodoshka taprakatai. Kafra kodo kohole kebra na kaya na kodata kohoshenge. Se tu rogo le capracca ta compre co fratetti ando rogo tosca ca batiu ta ne compre bracotanio no compre che ti callai e je ne mo nu ajo da rogo che da go bracca da compre bracotanio no coro cotosca da ancia rogo tosche i san proco to co le capa mascotonio ne quala catiano e scatto bracata ca fracatiando da go tosca san breca ta tosca E che la caffracchia ne corre pai. E c'è di cotto breca di caffracchia ne corre che tasca d'ambre. E c'è di corre che danze di cotto scatapri che di cotto la cai. E ve li duscia, ma racconto che già un dietro, che copre caffracchia da cucco scende di cotto scatapri che da cadlai. O sapra che da cogne ne corre che tu scatapri che di cotto che già un dietro. E che la caffra, ma tu ricotebre che ta caffrangia ne cotosca, di giovane ne cotosca, te ne cotosca, Praise your name. Praise your name. They are a sign in the earth, Lord. They are a sign in the earth. All your signs are in the earth, everywhere, Lord. Help people to see them. In Jesus' name, help people see them and read them and know that you're coming soon. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King. We adore you. We magnify you. We're just so thankful. So thankful. So thankful. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Let me take you off speaker here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. The Lord started with Psalm 23.
Oh, my goodness.
Psalm 23. Yeah. I believe it's the whole psalm.
Yeah, he's the shepherd. Yes, yes, of Israel.
Okay. Psalm 23, statement, my love and faithfulness toward my children. My love and faithfulness toward my children, I will never abandon you. I will never abandon you, no matter what you are going through. I will never abandon you, no matter what you are going through. This part is underlined. The end of the statement is underlined. To who speak that specific language?
So, what was that again now?
To who speak that specific language? That's it's underlined. So the whole statement reads like this. My love and faithfulness toward my children, I will never abandon you. No matter what you are going through, this part is underlined. To who speak that specific language? Yeah. I'm not sure if it's itemized that way or whatever the Lord has given us. Well, we'll see. All right. Then he gave us Mark, the book of Mark 16, verses 15 through 18. Mark 16, 1-6. Verses 15, 1-5 through 18. Acts 10, the book of Acts 10, verses 44 through 46. Acts 10, 44 through 46. Okay. Sorry, somebody was calling me. Oh, that's my son, Sammy. Acts 10:44 through 46. Next statement here. In response to the presence of this group, in response to the presence of this group of my children in prayer, of my children in prayer with my friend and prophet, with my friend and prophet. Here we go again. Who speak specific language, the change, who speak specific language, the change in you is here, church.
All right. I need to have you go back over that.
Yeah, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And the response to the presence of this group of my children in prayer with my friend and prophet. Who speak specific language. The change in you is here, church. That's the statement in response to the presence of this group of my children in prayer with my friend and prophet who speak specific language. The change in you is here, church. All right. Then you give us 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. Then he gave us, Psalm 91:1-7. Psalm 91:1-7. Okay, this part, this statement is underlined. So Psalm 91:1-7, and this statement next after that is underlined. Speaking in tongues is real. Speaking in tongues is real. And exists. Yeah. And exists. Speaking in tongues is real and exists. Appeared at the Pentecost. Appeared at the Pentecost when they gathered together just like you now. Okay. Did I say the statement is underlined? If I didn't, it's all underlined. I'm going to read it again, all of it underlined. Speaking in tongues is real and exists. Appeared at the Pentecost when they gathered together, just like you now. Okay.
That's what I think he's been talking about when he says specific language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, that's true, yeah. That's specific mm-hmm. language, yeah.
It says tongues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's specific.
Mm-hmm. Then he gave us the book of Acts, chapter 2, all of it. Boy.
Wow.
I don't know how big is that. I read it so many times. I think it's large enough.
It's plenty large.
Yeah. Acts 2.
And it's what's happening to us right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Then he gave us Acts 19:4-7. Acts 19:4-7. But, you know, in the beginning, I believe the Lord was, this is just me, but I sense in my spirit that he's talking about Israel when he gave us Psalm and my love
yes.
and faith. I believe that.
I believe that, too. And I believe also he's telling us that our prayers and tongues are specific and effective.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So Acts 19:4-7. Next statement here. My glory in you today. Wow. My glory in you today. In my name. My glory in you today. In my name. My love has been poured. Yeah, poured. P-O-U-R-E-D. Poured into your hearts.
Yes.
My love has been poured into your hearts. Okay, now this, the rest of it is underlined. So poured into your hearts. Now the underlined part. Through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to you. Through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to you. So through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to you, is underlined. The whole statement reads like this. My glory in you today, in my name, my love has been poured into your hearts. Underlined part. Through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to you. Hallelujah. Can't deny that. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Second Thessalonians 2, verses 16 and 17. 2 Thessalonians 16, 1-6 and 17. Colossians with a C. Colossians with a C. 1, chapter 1, verse 23. Colossians 1:23. One more here. Hebrew 6:11. Hebrew 6, verse 11. Okay, next statement. My glory will never come to an end. My glory will never come to an end. My glory will never come to an end. Let me see here. The rest of it is underlined. So my glory will never come to an end. The underlying part, same statement, your hope in the grace of God. Your hope in the grace of God. And not in yourself. Your hope in the grace of God and not in yourself. Or anything this world can offer. Yeah, I lost my spot, sorry. Okay, I'll read it again. My glory will never come to an end. This part is underlined. Your hope in the grace of God and not in yourself or anything this world can offer. I am. So that's the last of it. I am. And it's all underlined from your hope and your hope in the grace of God and not in yourself or anything this world can offer. I am. Praise the Lord. Okay. Next scripture. 1 Peter 1, verses 24 and 25. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. Romans 11, 36. 36. Romans 11, 36. Okay, next statement here. How much greater must be God of glory. How much greater must be God of glory? Israel, in whom you live and move and have church. Okay, I'll read it again. That's word to word. How much greater must be God of glory? Israel, in whom you live and move and have church. That's a statement. All right, I believe you got it, Miss Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next scripture here is Colossians 1:11 with a C. Colossians 1:11. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. What did you just give us? 2 Thessalonians 1:9. Oh, it's different. Okay. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. Okay. Next statement. I'll read like this. Nothing compared to my... Oh, permanent. Yeah, nothing compared, ED in the end, to my permanent glory to you. Nothing compared to my permanent glory to you all. To you all, you have my greatest, glory over you. You have my greatest glory over you. Nothing compared to my permanent glory to you all. You have my greatest glory over you. Okay, this statement is underlined. It's not that long. Well, it's long enough. Can you see all the accomplishments I have for you? Can you see all the accomplishments I have for you? And it's all underlined. Can you see all the accomplishments I have for you? Okay. Next scripture. The book of Daniel 4:35. Daniel 4:35, 3:5. Daniel 4:35. Romans 9:22 and 23. Romans 8:18. So Daniel 4:35, Romans 9:22 and 23, Romans 8:18. Next statement, this one also underlined here. The suffering of this life, that they are not worth comparing. That's the statement. The suffering of this life, that they are not worth comparing. That's a statement, and it's all underlined. The suffering of this life, that they are not comparing. Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:17. 2 Corinthians 4:17. All right, next statement. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. This is a little long. Oh, no, three, sorry. I count the one below. Read like this. Your heart was made, your heart was made to enjoy the glory of God. Your heart was made to enjoy the glory of God. The one I have for you, church. The one I have for you, church. Causes you, C-A-U-S-E-S, I causes you, or causes, yeah, I causes you to see that my glory is great. That's a statement. I'll read it again. Your heart was made to enjoy the glory of God. The one I have for you, church. The one I have for you, church. I cause you, yeah, that's what it is. I cause you to see that my glory is great. It's about his glory.
All about his glory, which I'm working on right now, and which we're going to look into next week. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Quinn told me that. Quinn will be there, not me.
It's called, the class is called The Bible, The Story of the Glory.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, next statement. Let's see here. This one is underlined. The whole statement is underlined. And it reads like this. Have you experienced, ED in the end, have you experienced the glory of God? Have you experienced the glory of God? Then set up your camp. Okay. Then, I know. Max, have to look at these words very closely here. Have you experienced the glory of God? Then set up your camp right now. Then set up your camp right now in this place to magnificent. Am I saying it?
Spell it.
Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Oh yes, magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Magnificent experience of magnificent experience of encountering. Wow, encountering God and his glory. Wow, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Encountering God and his glory. All right, I'll read the statement again. So help me, God. Have you experienced the glory of God? Then set up your camp right now, in this place, to magnificent experience of encountering God and his glory. And that is the statement all aligned.
I want to tell you that means so much. Israel, when they were traveling, and they were led by God's presence, as is manifested in the cloud by day and the glory by night. I mean, the fire by night. It was the glory of God. All they could possibly stand of his presence after they had fallen from the glory was his glory, was the Shekinah glory. was over the mercy seat in the Ark of the Covenant, and they would set up their camp, and then the glory would be there over the camp. And then when it was time for them to move, the glory, the pillar of cloud and fire would move. So this tells me we're in the right place. Set up our camp right now to experience the glory and encounter God. This is the time. This is the place.
Praise the Lord.
It's
Hallelujah.
Like the camp in the wilderness. Oh, my goodness. This is all just speaking to me. See, they set up their camps based on when the glory would move or whether it would stop. So he's telling us, set up your camp right now in this place to a magnificent experience of encountering God in his glory. And our heart was made to enjoy this glory. He is Christ in us, the hope of glory. When we're born again, he comes into us and he becomes our hope of glory. Our hearts were made to experience and love the glory of God, is the presence of God manifested. But when Adam fell from the glory, Romans 3:23, man could no longer stand the glory of God. It was dangerous to him. And so God had to be really careful. And they had to have, you know, blood of sacrifice, all these precautions. And one time when David was moving the Ark of the Covenant and he didn't move it the way God told him to, God told them to have these certain family with rods, have men carry it. But no, David put it on an ark, on a cart. And when that cart stumbled, this man named Uzzah reached out to touch it, and the glory came out from the ark, and he died. We were made to have the glory, presence of God, and to enjoy it. Adam was crowned with his glory, but man fell. So now all through the Bible is the story of our being once again encountering and experiencing and walking in and living in the glory of God's presence. You have no idea what all this is saying to me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, glory, teaching. It's just for me today, guys. Just for me.
Oh.
So we're praying, actually praying. I see this as prayer about next week's class.
Yeah, I see that too. And teaching
and
for all of us. Yeah.
The revelation that we're going to get in it. And then the manifestation.
Amen.
The experience. The encounter.
Thank you, Lord. We're not going to say the class dismissed yet. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Wow. Mm-mm. I didn't even. Yeah, I mean, I have to go deeper in the word. I mean, of course, you're a scholar in that. You're a doctor.
You better get yourself down here to this class.
Oh,
I know you've been gone. You can't do it. You got to stay with your church. But
I'm sending Quinn. Quinn is coming.
Quinn can come home and tell you. She'll come home and tell you.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Okay, where was I? Okay, his glory.
So we just finished. Yeah,
Yeah.
We just finished encountering God in his glory.
His glory.
The magnificent experience of encountering God in his glory.
Isn't that something?
Woohoo!
just wanna run around the block.
Oh, I do. I do. I want to run around the block right now.
Okay.
But we don't have blocks out here in the woods.
No.
We have to do that in the city.
You could run to Shelley.
I could run in the woods, yeah.
In the woods, yeah. I could.
Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. 2 Samuel 6:14. 2 Samuel 6:14. And then the Lord gave us Hebrews 1:3. Hebrews 1:3. And he signed it again, to trust him, trust in me. And again, that's what's really all about, to trust him.
That's what it's all about, bottom line. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And he began with that wonderful psalm, and I think you're exactly right. I think this is for Israel today.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and chesed shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's the shepherd. He's the shepherd of our souls, and he's the shepherd of Israel. My love and faithfulness toward my children. I will never abandon you, no matter what you're going through. And then underlined, to who speak that specific language.
Yeah.
Mark 16, 15 through 18. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news, to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned or condemned. And these signs will follow them who believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Mm-hmm. Acts 10, 44 through 46. And while Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even upon the Gentiles. For they heard them, they were hearing them, speaking in tongues and extolling God. Hallelujah. This is down at Cornelius' house. And Peter went down there at the instruction of the Holy Ghost. Cornelius was a Gentile. A Roman commander. And there went with him some of the circumcised. That means they had a covenant through circumcision first, and that was the Jews. And they were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is speaking in tongues, was poured out on the Gentiles. He's definitely talking about that in our prayer and speaking in tongues. In response to the presence of this group of my children in prayer with my friend and prophet, who speaks specific language. The change in you is here, church. Hallelujah. I believe he's telling us that we, as a prayer group, speak this specific language. He gives a specific utterance in tongues.
Yes.
And
yes,
that the change, that's what we've been praying about. In response to our prayers. The change is here.
Yeah. We are changed. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The change from glory to glory.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now he's going to give us the 9 special gifts of the Holy Ghost. This is not the normal tongues that we pray with. These are special gifts here. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith, that special faith, by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and self-same Spirit, dividing or apportioning or distributing to every individual as he wills. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, 1 through 7. I could stop every time and talk, but I'm not going to do it because I have to get ready for next week. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai. I say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth is my shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. The next statement is underlined, all of it. Speaking in tongues is real and exists. Appeared at the Pentecost when they gathered together, just like you now. And then Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now that happened in an upper room. But now they're going to go down to the southern temple, the steps of the temple. This is where this must have happened, because they've been in the upper room where they received the Holy Spirit. But now there were dwelling in Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. These were Jews who had come for the Feast of Pentecost, and because it's a long, long journey, they stayed over for the Feast of Shavuot, or weeks. We call it Pentecost. So there's a lot of people living there from other staying there from other countries. Everywhere the Jews had been in dispersal. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, behold, are not these all Galileans? How hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we are born? And then it names the countries, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, and Egypt, and all the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome. They've come, it's naming what we would call European countries now, what we would call Asian countries, and what we would call African countries. The last he mentions are Cretes and Arabians, who do hear them speak in our own, in our tongues, the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, saying one to another, what means this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These people are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing it is only the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, as those days I will pour out of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now I'm going to leave you to read the rest of that long chapter yourself in the Bible. It's a wonderful chapter, and I think you should read it before this day is over. Now we're going to go to the next scripture he gave us, which is Acts 19, 4 through 7. Then said Paul, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began to speak in tongues and prophesy. There were about 12 men in all. This has actually happened in Ephesus, when Paul went to Ephesus. And here's another case of people being baptized in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And this time, something else, prophesying. Next is my glory in you today. In my name, my love has poured into your hearts. Through, and this part is underlined, through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to you. Now we know that that is Romans 5:5, but he doesn't give us Romans 5:5, but we know that it is. 2 Thessalonians 2:16 and 17. Now, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. Colossians 1:23. If indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. Hebrews 6:11. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. My glory will never come to an end. And then underlined, your hope in the grace of God and not in yourself or anything this world can offer, I am. 1 Peter 1:24 and 25. All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you. Romans 11:36. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. How much greater must be God of glory, Israel, in whom you live and move and have church? I think those, he's addressing Israel, he's addressing the church. And to both of those, he's saying, how much greater must be God of glory, in whom you live and move and have?
Mm-hmm.
Have your being. Have anything. Colossians 1:11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. There are some who will pay the penalty. I'm reading now from the New American, of eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what Adam knew. He knew his presence. He knew his glory. But he had to be separated from it. But now God's made a way that we're not separated from it. But some won't take advantage of it. And they will be separated. Eternal separation from God is what it is. Nothing compared to my permanent glory to you all. You have my greatest glory over you. And then underlined, can you see all the accomplishments I have for you? Daniel 4:35. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing. But he does according to his will in the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth. And no one can ward off his hand or stay his hand or say to him, what have you done?
Mm-hmm.
Romans 9:22-23. What if God, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he has prepared beforehand unto glory? We are prepared unto glory. But what some of these scriptures he's just now given us is, some are not going to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8:18. For I reckon or consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us. And then the next line is just that, underlined. The suffering of this life, that they are not worth comparing.
That's underlined. Wow.
Underlined, right. 2 Corinthians 4:17. For this light affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart was made to enjoy the glory of God. The one I have for you, church, I cause you to see that my glory is great. And then underlined, have you experienced the glory of God? Then set up your camp right now in this place to magnificent experience of encountering God and his glory. And then 2 Samuel 6:14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he was bringing up the ark. When he did it right. This is the second time when he was bringing it in order in the way God said to do it. Hebrews 1:3. This is speaking of Jesus. Here it is in the King James. Who, and that would be Jesus, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And I'm going to read it to you in the New American.
Okay.
He is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. That's also the ESV says. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe. Actually, it's all things. There's more than one universe by the word of his power. Here it is in the Amplified. He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying or radiance of the divine. And he is the perfect imprint and very nature of God's, very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe. It says again, but actually it should be all things by his mighty word of power. When he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sins and riddance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high. Here it is telling us that Jesus is the very outshining or radiance of the glory of God, the image of God. And then it tells us in 1 Corinthians 3:18, we're to be changed from glory to glory into Jesus' image. Oh, folks, actually what if you meditate what came today, you'll see what we're going to study next week. I write down, you know, these scriptures. I'm going to skip the morning one, leave plenty of pages in my book. And I'm going to begin on this afternoon one because I believe it has messages even to me in it for the upcoming class.
Yeah.
Well, the glory of God is the presence of God manifested, and that's what we're to be. The church is to be the manifestation of him and his glory. We're going to be a glorious church, Ephesians 5:27. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right, I'm going to get to work around here, so shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
And we will be back on our call next Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure what we're going to do about the other call, when we will have it exactly what hour, because that day we're going to be in class. But we'll have a call, all right. Just the time, I don't know what it'll be. All right, and we thank you, Lord, for sending the rain. In Jesus' name.
Amen.